Instead of closing Saturday night at midnight, the locks at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, will keep operating until midnight Tuesday. Lake Carriers Association Vice President Glenn Nekfasil says companies want to stockpile more iron ore and coal.
Exactly. Some steel mills are operating at very high rates. They need a couple more cargoes there to make sure they get through the winter.
To help extend the season through thick ice, Nekfasil says the Coast Guard has ordered the icebreaker Murrell Bay from the East Coast to the Upper Great Lakes.
The ice is getting pretty significant out there. And we need every icebreaker that we have. All the icebreakers are working hard right now, and we appreciate what the crews are doing.
Duluth Seaway Port Authority Marketing Director Ron Johnson says it's a good sign that the economy is recovering.
Right. The inventories on both coal and the iron ore pellets are such that the companies buying the material need that extra run in there, and the carriers are going to accommodate them.
2010 overall was a much busier year on the Great Lakes than 2009. Iron ore tonnage increased 67%, 27% more limestone was carried, and coal was up 7%. Nekfasil says that's encouraging, but keep in mind 2009 was the worst year since 1938 during the Great Depression. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.